Gospel of John, chapter 15, begin with verse 1.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me, not bearing or yielding fruit, he hews it, he cuts it, he severs it, he prunes for the purpose of removing it. And every branch in me bearing fruit, he prunes for the purpose of its bearing more fruit. Pruning comes by adversity, chastisement, blessing, and by the teaching and preaching of God's Word. Verified by verse 3, you are already pruned through the Word which I have spoken to you. Keep on keeping on in me. Remain in me, and I in you. Even as the branches are not able to bear fruit of themselves except they remain in the vine, thus neither are you except you remain in me. I am the vine, you the branches. The one remaining in me and I in him, that's the one who bears much fruit. Because without me, you're able to do nothing. Unless one abides in me, he is cast out as a branch and withered. And they gather him together and cast it into the fire and burn. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, whatever you ask, it will happen to you. In this, my Father is glorified, in order that you bear much fruit. You shall be my disciples. Now we get to the heart of what I want to say this morning. Even as the Father loved me, I also love you. The only words I can think of relative to that text, even as the Father has loved me, in the same way I love you, are Paul's. Oh, the depth of the riches of the goodness of God. The unsearchable, unspeakable grace and goodness of God. Let me put it for you in a parental metaphor. Grady, how much do you love Grady? Mark, how much do you love Connor? Reagan, how much do you love Connor? How much, parent, do you love your son or your daughter? You don't have to answer. I understand. Grady, you love me as much as you love Grady. Mark, you love Mike as much as you love your son. So hard to fulfill the commandments of God, isn't it? But let me tell you what Jesus said. Jesus said that the Father loves him. Now, I know that your fatherly love for your child is great by the standards of men. Why, it's great by the beating of your heart. Your love for your child is great by the estimation and measurement of your mind. You love your child. I have sons. I love them inexpressibly. I love them immeasurably. But all the love that I have for my sons is extremely minute compared to the God who is love and who loves his son. Sometimes I try to think about the love that exists between God the Father and God the Son and God the Son and God the Spirit and God the Spirit and God the Father. God is love. There's no way I can fathom that the cross is the singular expression of the divine mind in love. There's no way I can contemplate, comprehend the love of God. But I have an inkling of it in my love for my Son. I have an inkling of the love that exists in the Godhead and the love I have for my Son. Here's the marvelous thing. What if you could take the love that you have for your child and love everybody that way? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't that be powerful? How broad and powerful would be your love then? Well, dear friend, don't you know that as broad and powerful as that is, that broader still, more powerful yet, is the unsearchable, immeasurable love of God the Father to God the Son, which doesn't stop with the Son, but comes through the Son to you? What if you could love me through your child as you love your child? What if your child could love me as you love your child? That is exactly what God has done through Christ. As the Father has loved me, I have loved you. You mean, Lord, that as the Father loves you, you who are perfection, you who are full of all glory and majesty, you who are full of all grace, you who are full of all truth, you who are the Alpha and the Omega of perfection, you before whom angels bow in wonder, you for whom the streets of heaven are paved with gold to show your glory, you to whom the stars sing, you to whom all nature resounds with praise, that the love God has for you, you love me. You love me with the same love? I cannot tell it, but it is true. Jesus said, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. How true and sweet little children sing, Jesus loves me. I hope you can say this, I know. For the Bible tells me so. As the Father loves me, so also I love you. Keep on keeping on in my love. Now here we have an exhortation. An affirmation first that God the Father's love for God the Son is communicated through God the Son to all of those of us who are the sons of God. We're swimming in it. Like Ezekiel. It's over our heads and below our ankles. Can't measure it, can't hold it, but we know the love of God is all around us. But there is an exhortation beyond the affirmation. And the exhortation has everything to do with bearing fruit. Now here's what the Church of God should be. A university of love. Recently I have reminded a couple of you that not only is the Church of God a home for saints, it is also a hospital for sinners. But it is a college of compassion, a university for the learning of love. As the Father has loved me, even so you, because I've loved you the same way, are to love one another. Abide in my love. Even as the Father has loved me and I have loved you, keep on keeping on in my love. Now, dear friends, let me remind you that that's not a theoretical ideal. The love of God, which is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit given unto us, is the first taste of the fruit of the Spirit. God is love. This is the sum and substance of all the commandments, that we love. And the place where it is most powerfully and completely fulfilled is in the church of God. By this, men know that you're the disciples of Christ. If you have love, capital love, divine love, Christ love, the very love of Jesus, one for another. By that, men will know that you are the disciples of Christ. If your church is a university of love, it's not abstract idealism, it's reality for the saints of God. We must nurture love among ourselves. It must be the anthem of our songs. It must be the ink of our pens. It must be the words of our tongues. It must be the touch of our hands. When I see you, I must see love. I esteem each of you very highly in love, even better than myself. How else could I abide in Christ's love? What if you all forsake me and flee? As Jesus was forsaken in Gethsemane, shall I still love you? What if you kiss me? As Judas. What if you curse me? As Peter. How are we to love? As Christ loved. How are we to love? By the power of the Holy Spirit. How are we to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace? By the power of divine love working in us. How are we to have faith that moves mountain? Why, by love, for faith worketh by love. As the Father has loved me, Christ says, in the same way, I have loved you. Keep on keeping on in my love. Now, a mark of the love of God among us is holiness. No earthly piety defined by the traditions of men. No jot and tittle, speck in your eye, spelled by Pharisees. But if you keep my commandments, my love remains in you. Now, what is the tension between love for God and love for the brethren and the commandments of God? Dear friend, you cannot verify your love for God apart from a life of holiness. and you cannot verify God's love for you apart from a life of holiness. Let he who speaks of the love of God sound quickly this amen. The holiness of God as well. For love and holiness are brothers in the economy of grace. They are bound hand in hand in the very heart of God. You may talk about the love of God, sing about the love of God, preach about the love of God, but we have not the love of God if we have not the light of God. We have not the love of God if we have His holiness. But if we've been pruned, but if we are branches joined to the vine and pruned by blessings, yes, and if necessary, by chastisement and adversity, and pruned by the preaching and teaching of the Word of God. If we are pruned, not only will we love one another as God loves Christ and as Christ loves us, but in that love, we will obey the commandments of God in righteousness. Even as the Father loved me, I have loved you. Keep on keeping on in my love. If you keep my commandments, you are remaining in my love. In the same way I kept my Father's commandments and remained in His love. How do we know Jesus loved the Father and the Father love the Son? Because in the volume of the book it is written of Him, I delight to do Thy will, O God. Because Christ said, I lay down my life that I might raise it up again. This commandment I received of my Father, because Christ said, Father, not my will but Thine. Jesus manifested His love for God in the guarding, keeping, and fulfillment of the holy law. And so shall we prove our love for God in the keeping of His law. And the law is not grievous for the saints of God. What the flesh cannot do, in that it's weak, God has empowered us by the Spirit, both to will and to do His good pleasure. We have the love of God if we live the law of God. And we live not the law of God in self-righteousness, but we live the law of God in love. The law is not grievous to us, because we grasp it by love. We divide the 10 by 5. And find 2, both fulfilled by love. And dear friend, if you, by the grace of God, the great husbandman, have been pruned through chastisement or through adversity or through blessing or through preaching, not only have you been pruned to yield fruit unto love, pruned to live fruit unto holiness, but you've been pruned to yield fruit unto joy. These things I have spoken unto you in order that my joy might be in you. Here's a glorious thing again. The love of God in the bosom of the Son poured out to the saints of God in the same way that God loves the Son has loved us and commands us to love one another. And the manifestation of that is obedience to the law of God. And in obedience to the law through love, Jesus said, there's joy. I delight to do thy will, O God. Now, I have never been able to say it, though I have been able to see it. In the Proverbs, before the morning stars sang together and the sons of God shouted for joy, before the oceans rolled or the rivers found their courses, when God dwelt in fearful solitude alone, when wisdom dwelt with prudence, the sun, in the language of Solomon, dancing with joy in eternity, delighting in God, delighting in His holiness, delighting in His love, delighting in joy. And if you have really been saved by the grace of God and your sins forgiven in His mercy and washed by His blood, you know what it is for the soul of the Son to dance. Jesus said, I've spoken unto you these things that my joy might be in you. And thus the fruit of the Spirit is love. Rejoice. And again I say, rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. And O saint of God, do you know and do you not see the blessed threefold cord of love, holiness, and joy? I delight to do thy will, O God. And thus, what a grievous thing is sin. What does sin do? What shadow does it cast? What death does it bring to the soul? Why, sin is no lover, but a seductress and a destroyer. Sin destroys love. Sin destroys righteousness. Sin destroys joy. And here, saints and sinners alike, be warned. If your love would be passionate for Christ, if your light would be bright for His holiness and your joy full, sin not. It is the antithesis of love. The antithesis of light and the antithesis of joy. How grievous then is sin that it would prick the heart of God with the sword tip of rebellion. How grievous then is sin that it would hide the light of God's holy glory. And how grievous then is sin that it would turn shouts of joy into tears of regret and sorrow. You are branches, Jesus said. I am the vine. And as the Father has loved me through me, I love you, and through yourselves you are to love one another. And here's the verification of the love of God in you. If you keep my commandments, then you truly evidence the love of God, and you will have joy. These things I have spoken unto you in order that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be fulfilled. And here's my commandment, that you love one another, even as I have loved you. What's the law, Lord? Well, it's just this, child. It's just this. You know how I said to you that the Father loved me, and you cannot define or describe that? Yes, Lord, I know that unsearchable word. And do you know how that I said that as the Father's love came to me, that from me the Father's love goes to you? And that in the same way that my Father loves me, I love you. Yes, Lord, we heard that. Well, here's my commandment, child. The Father's love to me, the Father's love through me to you, the Father's love through you to my disciples. Grady, it's not just that you should love me as much as you love Grady. The mandate of Scripture is that the very love of God that pours from His heart upon the throne through His beloved Son to you ought to come to me as well. Andrew, that through you the love of God should flow to His brethren. This is my commandment, that you love one another. I don't know why you've been chastised, what occasional reason you may have experienced discipline, but I can tell you the ultimate cause of the discipline you experienced, it was lovelessness. I don't know why you suffered adversity, but it's to make you love more. I don't know why God blesses us so much, but I do know at least this, it is to make us love more. And I know that through the Word preached and taught to you, you're pruned. And the purpose of pruning is to get you near the sap. The sap of love. And the vine of love Himself, Jesus Christ. Greater love. That's where this text consummates. Greater love hath no man than this, than that he lay down his life for his friends. Well, did Paul understand this when he wrote, "Brethren, if there be any consolation in Christ, if there be any comfort of love, if there be any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy that you be of the same spirit, in the same mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Let nothing be done in strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each lay down his life for the other. Then you'll have love. Then you'll have light. Then you'll have joy." And thus he calls his epistle the epistle of joy. Joy, joy. Children, sing again. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Sometimes we said today, sometimes we said to stay. It's because I love and because I shine. If the devil doesn't like it, he can sit on attack. Sit on attack. Sit on attack. If the devil doesn't like it, I would say he could go to hell, but that would sound a little rough. You have joy? You have joy if you have light. You have joy if you have love. You have love if you have Christ. And if you have Christ, you have God. May we stand together. I hope you are pruned through the word that has been spoken to you today. Our Father, thank you for the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord, communicated through Him by the Holy Spirit into our spirits. And help us to remember, O Lord, that we are not mere recipients and receptacles of the love of God, the same love wherewith you love Christ in our bosoms, but that we are conduits and reservoirs through whom that love of God for Christ to us should flow to those who are the household of faith. Indeed, Lord, greater love has no one than this. And they love as God has loved.